Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Charlie's birthday, and his wife, Kate, wanted to mess with him.
Yep.
Well, Charlie's getting ready for another season of Little League, so I thought, why not call him with some of the new regulations from Little League?
Oh, God.
Hello?
You're looking for Charlie.
Yeah, that's me.
Charlie, Jimmy Dugan from Little League offices here.
Very excited about the Little League season coming up. What can I do for you?
Yeah, well, we just wanted to touch base with some of the parents with some of the new regulations from the league.
Okay. All right, shoot.
I know there's been a whole new bat regulations that went out, the approved bats, so make sure that you have the approved bats for your kid to play.
Okay.
And we're also, we're instituting quiet games this year. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
What was that, quiet games?
Quiet games, yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, it's really helps the kids focus on the games themselves, so the parents and everyone, they're asked to be silent during the games.
Wait,
yeah, no, you know, I know a lot of the parents tend to get really involved, and so we're trying to really, you know, keep the noise level down.
You mean like negative comments and so on and so forth? You can still scream as loud as you want for your own team, right?
Well, no, even positive reinforcement. We're trying to just let the kids focus on the task at hand and at the game at hand, you know?
So you want everybody to be quiet during a Little League ball game?
That's right. And then also, you know, some of the chants that, you know, like the no more, we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Those chants, some of the, you know, people who have like eczema and psoriasis, that was a little offensive to them. So no, none of that belly itcher stuff.
Are you kidding me?
Take me out to the ball game. Just that song alone is really insensitive to kids with a peanut allergy, you know. Got to kind of get that out of there.
Take me out to the ball game? Oh, because the peanuts and the crackage. Oh, my God.
We even have, with those bat guidelines, there are these bat sleeves that we're providing each team. It's kind of like a fleece muffler that really, you know, the ping of the bat really, you know, some of the neighbors were complaining about that. So it keeps that noise level down as well.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
The bat is keeping it to protect the neighborhood that makes it move away from the ballpark.
See, now this...
Are you kidding me?
I know. Now, Charlie, you were identified as one of the parents that was a little loud, and one of the new things that we're doing this year, we're providing some of the parents decibel meters for them to wear around their necks.
Really?
Yeah, God, that's going right in the trash.
Oh, no, you'll need to wear that, and it gives you just a little bit of a shock if you get a little too loud.
A what?
Kind of like when you put your tongue on a 9-volt battery.
Would you get out of here? Are you kidding me?
No, just
I'm not wearing something like that.
As a reminder.
Oh, God. This is not, this doesn't sound like a league I want to be, you know.
So we hope you have a great Little League season there, Charlie, okay?
Oh, the Bombers, we're going to do great. We're not going to listen to these rules, though. You guys got no idea how you run a league here.
Well, you know, it's funny. Your wife, Kate, said you might react this way.
Oh, you talk to my wife?
I talk to your wife. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show, Charlie. This is a Brian Bell buster.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Kate said it was your birthday.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just go. Oh, my God. You got me, man.
It's all right. Little League season can continue as scheduled.
Oh,
and so can your birthday. God. So have a great birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Thank you so much. That was great, man. You really got me worked up now. I might have to come down there. Oh, my goodness.
And you can get Kate back on her birthday, too, if you like, okay?
Oh, we'll plan that. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.